and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. President Trump says true Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid beneficiaries need not worry about his spending cuts.
I'm not going to touch Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. No, we're going to get fraud out of there. You know, you see where I talk about it all the time, where you have people 250 years old and all, you know, tremendous fraud.
The president was interviewed on Fox Business. It will be hard for budget negotiators to cut as much spending as Trump wants unless they trim Medicaid. Republican lawmakers are unveiling a budget plan that could head off a government shutdown.
The 99-page bill would boost some defense spending and cut non-defense programs below 2024 levels. It would keep the government open through September. President Trump backed the bill in a Truth Social post, telling all Republican lawmakers to vote yes. Speaker Mike Johnson wants to get the bill through the House without support from Democrats. Congress faces a deadline by midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem defends the president's trade tariffs against Canada and Mexico. She says they will stop the spread of fentanyl into this country. She spoke about it on CBS's Face the Nation.
Promises have been made by both Mexico and Canada that they didn't follow through on. Their naming of a fentanyl czar in Canada is important. That's great. Now let's see really what happens.
Most of the fentanyl into the U.S. arrives through Mexico. A man is hospitalized after he was shot by the Secret Service last night near the White House. WTOP's Luke Lookert has details.
D.C. police had information that a man was traveling from Indiana to the city and that he had suicidal thoughts. Secret Service agents spotted that man walking just west of the White House. When they approached him, he pulled a gun, according to the Secret Service, and that's when they shot him several times. He was taken to a nearby hospital. No Secret Service agents were hurt. Luke Lugert for CBS News, Washington.
U.S. hostage envoy Adam Bowler has been negotiating with Hamas about the release of the hostages in Gaza. He spoke about it on CNN's State of the Union.
What I wanted to do is jumpstart some negotiations that were in a very fragile place. And I wanted to say to Hamas, what is the end game that you want here? Not the dream end game.
An outbreak of violence in the Mediterranean coast of Syria has killed more than 1,000 people in the past few days. This woman spoke through an interpreter about what she witnessed.
They came and attacked our neighborhood. Our neighbors were killed, including children. They came and they took everything, gold, everything. And for the last 3 days, we've had no water, no power.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on your Sunday with southwest winds getting a little gusty in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s. Overnight, a few clouds around the area. Lows in the upper 20s to near 30 degrees. On Monday, sunshine and low to mid-60s. Right now, it's 51.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if America alienates its allies, how will that affect us here in Wisconsin? Retired Major General Randy Manner joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
pretty just because you think you're so hot. Just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You cause me to spend all my money. You laugh and call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you just because. Hey! 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 Hey!
Turchek and his orchestra and chorus, and those were the days, and Just Because Medley, kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, and I am Tim, the polka guy, keeping you company, yep, for the next hour, and we're going to do our best to keep you entertained with some of the finest polka music that I can find right now. I like listening to our Jeff Hines show, too, on Sundays, just to, you know, see what's going on with his program. And I'm sure he does the same with mine. So what do we got up next here? I was just looking. The Yaksadu Band is up next here with a polka.
Come stand beside me, sing with me, and guide me the way you always used to do. Guide me, sing with me, and guide me the way you always used to do. Come stand beside me, sing with me, and guide me the way you always used to do.
As long as I can remember, events featuring polka music have been times of happy get-togethers. Don't let this wonderful tradition fade into the past. Speaking for the world of polka music, I'm Lenny Gamulka, urging you to keep this tradition alive. It's polka music, the great American fun time.
Lenny Gromulka, yes, and join me in a song or two. Oh, let's turn our attention now to a tune that I get multiple requests for, and it's Dancing Pickles.
Couldn't sleep, just tossing in the sack. So I headed down the stairs toward the kitchen for a snack. I shuffled over to the fridge and opened up the door. The sight I saw inside of there about knocked me to the floor. There was a ketchup bottle squeezing concertina loud and strong. The butter strumming bass, the mustard playing drums along. On clarinet was Diet Cola, on trumpet long neck beer, and some polka dancing pickles making all the others cheer. I slammed the door and rubbed my eyes, that could not have been real. It must have been the pizza that I had for my late meal. It's just my imagination, and I called my shaking hands. But as soon as I peeked back inside, I saw it all again. There was that ketchup bottle squeezing concertina loud and strong. The butter strumming bass, the mustard playing drums along. On clarinet was Diet Cola, on trumpet long neck beer, and some polka dancing pickles making all the others cheer. There with the fridge door open wide, my toes a-tapping with the music coming from inside. You never know what you might find in the middle of the night, so check around your kitchen, you might see this awesome sight. Maybe a ketchup bottle squeezing concertina loud and strong, the butter strumming bass and mustard playing drums along. On clarinet is Diet Cola, on trumpet long neck beer, and some polka dancing pickles making all the others cheer. Dancing Podnogi and Nalevo, hey, let's all join them here.
was at a dance when she caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and soon I knew I'd never let her go. You can blame it on the polka with its magic spell. Go and blame it on the polka that she did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. You can blame it on the polka, the dance of love. It's my bride-to-be, and we're gonna raise a little family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt. You can blame it on the polka with its magic spell. Go and blame it on the polka that she did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. You can blame it on the polka, the dance of love. Now was it the moon?
No, no, it was the polka. No, no, it was
now
the polka.
Now was it the tune?
Yeah, yeah, the polka,
the dance of love.
The dance of love, huh? Yeah, blame it on the polka and not blame it on the bossa nova. Yeah, that's how that goes. All right, we're going to turn our attention to Bob Dozak's fine music. And there's one that we get a lot of requests for years ago at WTKM. And it's The Sweet Nearness of You. Thank you. Bob Dozak's The Sweet Nearness of You. Oh, yeah. With that, we're going to take a little station break right now. If you're out and about, make sure you say hi to our sponsors. Tell them you heard it here on WFHR. That way keeps our programming moving right along. Okay, so let's take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Polka Party with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy, right here, WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. Oh, yeah, Tim the Polka Guy keeping you company. We call on Roger Bright now. He had a snowmobile record also that was released only on a 45 for the jukebox, along with the flip side of skiing down the hill, ski, ski, ski. Now, the snowmobile polka, this one is really kind of cool because years ago, I think almost every manufacturer was making snowmobiles. I mean, you look at Evinrude and Johnson and Mercury. Harley Davidson was making them. Then you had all the other models that were out, and a lot of them just went by the wayside. They didn't think it was that profitable. You know, Skidoo has always been around, and Yamaha, and you know, some of these other, what was it, the Fox, the Cat. So I mean, it's in this guy, in this record, it goes with these, the Rupp. And so, I mean, you listen to this and you hear all these old snowmobile models that are no longer available. So give it a listen.
I like that feeling of snowmobiling over the trails and the snow. Faster and faster, I'll be the master. In my red stinger, I'll go. Over a snowdrift, you'll get a great lift, riding your ski-doo while cold winds blow. Off to the races and other places, onto our great racing show. Was like a go-kart roaring his new Yamaha. But just to my back, there came a fox track skimming and passing me by. There goes a Gilson and a fast Johnson passing a Mustang and Alouette. Not to my liking, here comes a Viking next to a reeling snow jet. Boulder, sliding and spinning around. Here comes a raider, I'll see you later. There goes an Arctic cat. Here comes a fast rup, I think I'll give up. Cold winds are starting to wail and blow. I'll grab a cold beer and try it next year. Who won, I really don't know.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says true recipients of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid have nothing to worry about as he cuts spending.
We're going to get the fraud out, and everybody wants us to get the fraud out, and therefore you'll make it better.
The president was interviewed on Fox Business. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem tells CBS she would like to see more drug arrests from Mexico.
That's one of the things we've been asking for, in specific to the Mexican government, is how can we work better together to make sure we not only have the enforcement mission at the border, but south of the border, and make sure we're going after these cartels.
Brush fires burning in the Hamptons on Long Island, New York, are now under control.
This fire is about 80% contained. It burned about 600-700 acres.
Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine said the fire was fueled by high winds. One firefighter suffered burns to his face. He was flown to a nearby hospital for treatment. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly sunny skies on your Sunday with southwest winds getting a little gusty in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Overnight, a few clouds around the area, lows in the upper 20s to near 30 degrees. On Monday, sunshine and low to mid-60s. Right now, it's 55.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the leadership of Trisha Zunker. This history maker from the Wausau area is the first Native American woman to run for Congress. Zunker is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and has served as a justice on its Supreme Court, leading the fight for health care and the rights of indigenous communities. She's also a teacher and former president of the Wausau School Board. She believes in standing up for students and teachers, promoting inclusivity and equity in education. Zunker's campaign for Congress and advocacy for our community inspires women of every background. She is a reminder for all people to pursue leadership roles to make your voices heard. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Maggie Dawn.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party. It's Dick Cousins out of Milwaukee. And Let the Sunshine In Polka.
Others asking for some more, and their spirits getting higher with some beer.
So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never
on earth will do. Make me, make me, I don't mean make me, 'cause I'm so in love with you. I'm so happy when I'm near you, sweetheart, never let me go. North, south, east, west, whichever is best, 'cause you know I love you so.
Dick Cousins, actually, his real name was Dick Kuzmatka, and he lived out there on Okauchee Lake in near Milwaukee area, and he had a nice little cottage on the lake, and he owned the Melody Bar, Highway 100 and Layton Avenue, and he was quite a real polka promoter. Holy moly, I mean, when Labor Day came around, he had like, it seemed like a demolition derby of bands out there. I think he had at least 10, 12 bands. He had music inside, outside, in a tent. That was a huge event that he would always do on Labor Day. So anyway, he's gone now, but his memories will remain with a lot of people. So, up next, another person who has gone to polka heaven is Don Fleury. And he lived over near Menominee Falls area. Anyway, we're going to play one here called Maroon's Polka.
Thank you.
Jazz Time Polka. That was Don Fleury and his band. We're going to turn now to Howie Sturts and an album that he put out. And it was back when they had the Scorpion Snowmobiles. He had that on his cover. And he recorded the Snowmobile Waltz. And let's give that one a try, shall we?
On my snowmobile, o'er the soft white snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you beneath a winter sky of blue. Snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you beneath the winter sky of blue.
The Snowmobile Waltz, Howie Sturts in the band. This is the album that somebody had asked me a while back. Did you have that album or the song called Pass the Udder to over to my brother? And I said no, but I will do some digging. And I got a hold of Kirstein from Kuka Records, and he released this album, the Snowmobile album. And that song just happens to be on there. So we're going to give it a spin here right now.
Oh, they grow things mighty big down in Kentucky. But there's one thing in that state you can't compare.
Tell us,
to a cow that we once had us, and the name of her was Gladys. Boy, you should have seen the people stop and stare. Why, she stood 10 feet tall and had one purple eyeball. And took 8 of us to milk her, here is why. She had 27 spigots and a tortoise all bought it. Just to watch this milk and hear us loudly cry. Darn money to go out and order ermine DVDs. Father rolled her on her back one Sunday morning.
What'd she say, Holly?
Gladys said, I'm upside down. Now, what's your gag?
Well, the reason why, said Papa, so the cream will be on top.
The cow said, well, if that's the case, it's in the bag.
Oh, pass the other under.
She herself acknowledged that she gained her fame entirely by pull. Oh, she said to us one cold and wintry morning, she said, milking is the thing I dearly love. But
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, the time here has gone so quickly, and I have one more song to play before we close out our
program. I remember that great band leader, or should I say great big band leader, Tiny Hill. Here are four of his songs.
So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll do this again next week. And have yourself a great morning and a great weekend. And out and about driving, be careful. Please pay attention. Keep off that phone. No texting. Okay, so from all of us here, have yourself a great weekend. Bye-bye for now.
this one. Oh, skirts, I said you skirts. You're the big attraction to me, and I ain't fooling either. Oh, skirts, you flimsy skirts. Why, that's about all that you can see. They're down around your ankle, up to your knee, or up to your hips. When along comes a breeze, oh, skirts, I'm a nurse about skirts. Cause they're such a big attraction, take it with her, hurry boy. First girl to wear skirts, you know. She wore a whole lot more than some little gals I know. Oh, skirts, I'm a nurse about skirts. Cause they're such a big attraction. Here we go.
Grown Radio, WFHR, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin actor Dan Davies. And then we talk a little fantasy baseball with WGBW's own Peter Van Doren. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem tells CBS President Trump's trade tariffs against Canada over the issue of fentanyl may be having an impact.
The data is getting better. And I would say in the conversations that I've had this week with Canadian officials, they were hoping to avoid the tariffs and had a lot of conversations, but not a lot of action.
Canadian Ambassador Kristen Hillman, also on CBS, pushed back on the fentanyl issue.
It is not a big issue between our two countries. Less than 1% of the fentanyl that is seized in the United States is coming from Canada.
The president has postponed the trade tariffs until April 2nd. President Trump is defending Elon Musk when it comes to cutting the federal workforce through the Department of Government Efficiency. He spoke about it on Fox Business.
Normally you go in and say, all right, cut 4% of your workforce. He said cut 50%, 60%, 70%.